Listening 2. You will hear 5 different people talking about buildings. Choose from the list A to F which opinion each person expresses about the building. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 20 seconds to read the questions. First, you will hear an example. Listen to speaker 0.
Well, in my opinion, there was nothing wrong with the old one. I mean, the access into town was well signposted and everything, and it was really convenient to drop off people. One thing I must admit I didn't like was the fact that there were always a lot of, well, you know, strange people hanging around asking for money and things before you got on. I do think the new one has a nice waiting area, though, and the car park is much easier to use. The cafe is a little bit overpriced, in my opinion, but then whenever I go travelling, I always pack a bag of goodies to take with me, just in case.
Number 1. I know loads of people rave about the design of the place, but to be honest, I don't think it's much to write home about. I mean, once you're inside it, you can wander around for hours without knowing where you are or where you're going. All right. It might be the latest rage, but you try and find your way around it. I went there once for a meeting, and it took me forever to find the room I was looking for. All the corridors looked the same. There wasn't even a list of the companies who have a space there.
Number 2.
Well, it's an enormous building and all that, and there's no denying that the town needed it. But it does have its drawbacks. It took me ages to find a toilet when I went to see something that was on the main hall. And another thing that I found a nuisance was that they haven't made provisions for the disabled, which was rather awkward as we were with a friend in a wheelchair. They really should have put more thought into the planning of it and considered the needs of everyone. Still, there's so many things going on there all the time that we can't really complain that there's a lack of entertainment in this town.
Number 3.
It's terribly convenient for me. I mean, I can see from my living room window, and all I need to do is pop outside and I can pick up everything I need. I mean, it's virtually on my doorstep. Although having said that, I don't think it was a good idea to put it there. I mean, it clashes with everything else so much. There is these 12 buildings that have been there for ages, and we're all used to them. And then there is this new thing, just sticking out like a sore thumb. Like I say, I don't really mind it as a building. It's just I'd sooner it wasn't there.
Number 4.
A lot of people have said that it's the best looking building in town, and I must say that I'm inclined to agree. Not that there's a lot to compare it with in this town. Still, it certainly looks really impressive when it's all lit up at night, and they do say it's attracting loads more folks to the area. I haven't actually been in, but I know someone who stayed there, and they say the rooms are on a rather grand scale, and the part where they hold conferences and other functions is absolutely splendid.
Number 5.
Well, the route there isn't very well signposted, which is a serious mistake in my eyes. You'd think they'd make sure that people had no trouble getting there. I mean, it's not exactly close to anywhere either. It's in a rather out-of-the-way place, so that's really important. There aren't enough trains in the town from there either, or so I gather. And there isn't very much information in the place, which is awful. I mean, there's nothing worse if you've just touched down in a strange place than not knowing what to do or where to go once you've arrived. They made such a fuss about building it, and how much good it would do to the town. You'd have thought that they would have made more of an effort to make sure that the people who use it get a good impression.
Now listen again to the different opinions about the buildings expressed by the people speaking in the five extracts. As you listen, put them in the order in which you hear them by completing the boxes with the corresponding letter. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. Number 1.
I know loads of people rave about the design of the place, but to be honest, I don't think it's much to write home about. I mean, once you're inside it, you can wander around for hours without knowing where you are or where you're going. All right. It might be the latest rage, but you try and find your way around it. I went there once for a meeting, and it took me forever to find the room I was looking for. All the corridors looked the same. There wasn't even a list of the companies who have a space there.
Number 2.
Well, it's an enormous building and all that, and there's no denying that the town needed it. But it does have its drawbacks. It took me ages to find a toilet when I went to see something that was on the main hall. And another thing that I found a nuisance was that they haven't made provisions for the disabled, which was rather awkward as we were with a friend in a wheelchair. They really should have put more thought into the planning of it and considered the needs of everyone. Still, there's so many things going on there all the time that we can't really complain that there's a lack of entertainment in this town.
Number 3.
It's terribly convenient for me. I mean, I can see from my living room window, and all I need to do is pop outside and I can pick up everything I need. I mean, it's virtually on my doorstep. Although having said that, I don't think it was a good idea to put it there. I mean, it clashes with everything else so much. There is these 12 buildings that have been there for ages, and we're all used to them. And then there is this new thing, just sticking out like a sore thumb. Like I say, I don't really mind it as a building. It's just I'd sooner it wasn't there.
Number 4. A lot of people have said that it's the best looking building in town, and I must say that I'm inclined to agree. Not that there's a lot to compare it with in this town. Still, it certainly looks really impressive when it's all lit up at night, and they do say it's attracting loads more folks to the area. I haven't actually been in, but I know someone who stayed there, and they say the rooms are on a rather grand scale, and the part where they hold conferences and other functions is absolutely splendid. Number 5.
Well, the route there isn't very well signposted, which is a serious mistake in my eyes. You'd think they'd make sure that people had no trouble getting there. I mean, it's not exactly close to anywhere either. It's in a rather out-of-the-way place, so that's really important. There aren't enough trains in the town from there either, or so I gather. And there isn't very much information in the place, which is awful. I mean, there's nothing worse if you've just touched down in a strange place than not knowing what to do or where to go once you've arrived. They made such a fuss about building it, and how much good it would do to the town. You'd have thought that they would have made more of an effort to make sure that the people who use it get a good impression.